Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday. It is NFL trade deadline day, and the Packers made a move, probably not one that Packers fans were looking forward to, maybe not expecting, certainly not an acquisition, but sending veteran edge rusher Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a seventh round draft choice. Essentially replacing the seventh rounder that they sent to the Titans to acquire Malik Willis a few months ago, but not acquiring any players at the deadline. Brian Gutekunst speaking with the media a little bit ago, talking about how it's not a store. You can't just walk in and peruse the aisles and pick and choose whatever positions you might feel necessary. Guys got to be on offer. Guys got to be available. And apparently for what was available, the Packers were not interested. And I know I've already seen pushback online from that quote about, well, these other players went other places. And yeah, and teams were willing to sometimes overpay or maybe just pay up front a price that the Packers are not comfortable with. Lots of times because they're dealing with injuries. I know I've seen a lot of Packers fans worried about what the Lions are doing, which, man, the Lions are trying to replace a pass rush that they lost when literally the best player on their team went down with a catastrophic injury. That has nothing to do with what the Packers are doing or trying to do. I understand that people see this as an opportunity to get better, being the trade deadline. There's no doubt the Packers can get better, but that improvement is going to come from within their roster. And moving Preston Smith, who, by the way, had done precious little all season through 9 games, I think the most impactful play he's had all year in a Packers uniform was taking away a sack from Rashawn Gary by lining up offsides down in Tennessee. The Packers are not going to miss Preston Smith in 2024. Yes, he absolutely provided leadership within the locker room. You absolutely love what he's done as a member of the Green Bay Packers, but done in past tense. In the present day, he was not doing much. And if you want to get better, and you do, as the Green Bay Packers want to get better when it comes to rushing the passer, you're going to need your young guys to do it. And that doesn't just mean Lucas Van Ness, who we'll talk about in a bit, although it certainly puts him in the spotlight, so to speak. A former first-round pick heading into the second half of his second year. They need him to come to life, no doubt about it. But this also presents an opportunity for Kingsley and Igbare, not to mention Aaron Mosby, who we saw get on the field for a handful of snaps against the Lions, as well as Brenton Cox Jr., who essentially has been a healthy scratch most of the season. Those guys are going to get lots and lots more opportunities here going forward, and that's where your improvement is going to come from. I understand shiny new toys are fun, and everybody hopes to acquire a new name that they recognize or have seen play for another team. I get that. I understand that. There are a lot of levels to this. There's a financial component. There's a cap component. There's where does this guy fit in our system and in our scheme component. There's so much that goes into it. And just because they didn't add someone doesn't mean they can't improve. They will improve from within. That is the idea. And yes, Lucas Van Ness absolutely has entered the chat and is in the spotlight and has to play better. Now, I don't even think he'll be the starter, quote unquote, opposite Rashawn Gary. I think that'll most likely be Kingsley and Igbare. But I do think we are going to see much more of Lucas Van Ness. We started to see that on Sunday against the Lions. And no, you're right. Not a ton of production there. Not any kind of highlight plays or things you're going to circle and go, gosh, that guy looks like he's really putting it together. But I'll tell you what, if the Packers are going to figure out who he is and what he's about and what he can become, he's not going to do it playing 12 snaps a game. He's got to get on the field. He's got to play. And moving Preston Smith allows them to get him on the field and not only, A, figure out what he's about and who he is and how he fits with what they're trying to do, but B, allows him to play and get better, because that's how you get better in the National Football League, is by playing. And this kid needs to play. There's only so much you can do against blocking dummies in practice. You have got to get on the field in NFL action, and you've got to improve each and every week from that action. Here's hoping that extended playing time by the time they get to the kind of stretch end of this season, we see Lucas Van Ness really coming on. Because that's obviously how the Packers view it. That's what they're hoping for. They have to be, considering they spent a top 15 pick on the kid last year. And even if, to head off the questions, even if he's not sitting there sacking the quarterback every game, putting up huge numbers or causing havoc each and every down in, down out, whatever, and they get to the end of the season, no, he's still not a bust. I know you guys are so quick, or some of you are so quick and in a hurry to label these guys. But he is in his third different defense in as many years. He is still a very young player. You do absolutely 1,000,000,000% hope to see improvement, development, a player that starts to figure it out here in the back half of the year. He's going to do that by playing. And he's going to be able to play because they moved Preston Smith. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody mixing it up. Love to see everyone on all the platforms. We got some people on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see each and every one of you. Thanks so much for hanging out. Before we get going, you know, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun in the link in the description of this video. I hear you. Aaron, where is it available? 43 different states, including Wisconsin. Get out there, people. Get with it. Really appreciating everyone who sends me their lineups. Had a bunch of guys send me last night for the Monday night football game, which, I didn't fare too well with my lineup last night. Sunday, I did really well. Monday, not so much. So I'll get back at it on Thursday. Appreciate you all jumping on board. Don't forget, use code CHTV. Get $50 instantly when you do it. What's going on, folks? See what you got for me. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. Is Preston a Packers Hall of Famer? It's always interesting when this is an instant question when guys leave the building. I appreciate it, Ryan. He's on the cusp. I think so, most likely. I know they didn't win a championship with him in the building, and that's unfortunate, but he certainly was a major component for a stretch where they were very successful. You know, that 2019 class, all four of those guys really contributed to a team that was very, very good for a number of years. And I think even when they made the switch at quarterback and Preston stuck around, when a lot of the veteran guys had been jettisoned, he was nothing but a model Packer, a really great vet, locker room leader, etc. I suspect yes. That would be my guess. Philip, thanks for the super chat, man. Gotta feel Smith leaving the locker room stings. Yes and no. I think there's no doubt you're going to miss his veteran leadership. Of that, there is little doubt. However, on a roster where everyone's hovering, you know, early 20s to mid-20s, Preston's sitting there, he's turning 32 in a couple weeks. You know, that's a very real thing where there can be a divide, you know, as far as the really older guys and the group of really younger guys. I don't think for a moment that I think he got along well with everybody. Like I said, he's been nothing but a model leader. But I don't think, you know, what Brian said in his press conference is very true. Like, it allows some oxygen for other guys to step up in leadership roles. And I think that's most likely what will occur there. Abdul, what's going on, man? Hey, Aaron, do you think a seventh was fair? Yeah, I do. You know, what I think most people probably won't talk about, and I know the Packers never talk about it, but most likely Preston was probably going to be cut this offseason anyway, as far as when you look at his cap number and the contract that would have been kind of on the books for 2025, pretty sure he would have been a cap casualty anyway. So to get even something for him, to get that seventh, that's good business. That's fine. That's more than fair, I think, especially since it doesn't sound like or feel like anybody else was involved. So the Steelers wanted that little bit of extra help when it came to their edge rush this season, down the back half of this year. Who knows if he sticks with Pittsburgh next season? We'll see. But I think a seventh is fair. Dustin, thanks for the super chat, man. Kingsley and Gary, speed together. Interesting. Go Pack Go. Yeah, I love Kingsley Enagbare, and I think this is a great opportunity for him to really kind of make a name for himself and hopefully get a little, you know, get some production going and make some splash plays. We've seen hints of it throughout this season. I think, opportunity of a lifetime to get a bunch more playing time and hopefully put some really good tape out there and put some production together and start trending towards getting yourself paid, you know? But yeah, I love the pairing. I think that'll be fun. Frank, thanks for the super chat, man. With the Smith trade, the Packers now have over $60 million of cap space to use next season, giving us more flexibility to make moves. Go Pack Go. Frank, I know like at this time of year, it's fun to look at that stuff, but you got to remember a lot of that's going to get whittled away. I highly recommend kind of waiting to see how much of the offseason transpires. I do think they'll have money to play with. They'll have cap space to play with. I think Ken Ingles does a really good job of pointing out where a lot of that's potentially going to go prior to the start of free agency. But I think they will have around $30 million, like $25, $30 million. And that's good news, obviously, for a team that has been a bit cap-strapped over the course of the last couple of years coming out of the Aaron Rodgers era. Your overall point, though, is correct. Yes, they will have some maneuverability that they haven't had a lot of these last 3 or 4 years. No doubt about it. Luke, what's going on, man? Aaron, I have a small complaint. Well, as long as it's small, that's fine. As a fellow music lover, why no epic intro music for Let's Talk Football? Maybe a little Motel Men. You know why? I'll tell you why, Luke. Because, you know, this offseason we had a little confab with Corey and Tyler and everything regarding the YouTube channel. And Tyler was like, no music. It's hard to edit around. Blah, blah, blah. So I got scared off and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have any intro music. Because I used to. I had two different kind of intros for Let's Talk Football. But then Tyler was like, no music. It's bad for editing when I don't do clips. So then I didn't do it. But then I was like, wait, it's the intro. It's not like he's got a clip around that, right? So I just never got around to making another intro, but I probably will at some point. You know what Andy and I really need to do is team together and sell that thing. So we get a sponsor and then like we put together a whole flashy intro with their name in it. That's what I want to do. But maybe I'll get back to that soon. Roberto, thanks to the super chat, man. Still think upgrading cornerback 2 over Stokes could help. Well, that's going to have to come yet again internally. Unless they poach somebody off a practice squad like Rasul Douglas a couple years ago, which it's possible, but I mean, don't see it happening anytime soon. The guy's got to play better in the building. And maybe that is Valentine. Maybe that's one of the guys on the practice squad stepping up. But I do think if they can get healthy, and that's a big if, but if they can get healthy, they've got a really good secondary. I don't mind where they're at as far as their rotation when they go to some of the nickel and dime stuff, but they got to stay healthy. Getting Jair back on the field obviously is key, and the ability to mix and match and move guys around when Evan Williams is healthy really helps them. But you know, the Stokes thing is unfortunate because it's clear they really thought and hoped that he would round back into shape coming off a summer where he was healthy for the first time in years. But that just has not materialized. It's been hard to watch at times. Brad, thanks for the super chat, man. I was just looking for the smallest dopamine hit on an already stressful day. Brad, I hear you. But just remember, don't mistake activity for achievement. That's all I'll leave you with. Because, look, I understand wanting to see something happen, right? And it's frustrating when the improvement of your favorite team has to come internally, because that's not something you can track. It's not quantifiable. It's not something you can look at a headline and go, this is the day it happened, or this is a promising development for the future. You can't do that when they're saying, okay, we're just going to develop these guys we already have. As a fan, that's a bit boring, but Packers have won a boatload of games doing it this way. And I hear everyone out there like, well, they haven't won a championship since 2010. You're absolutely right. But I do know there is not a guy that was traded for today that would have been the missing piece, quote unquote, for the Green Bay Packers in 2024. They've got to play better. They've got to improve from within. They got to stop killing themselves with penalties and miscues and things of that nature way more than they need anything regarding players from outside the building coming in. That I can guarantee you. Mimsy, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Shout out to Casey Hayward, Favre equals Vikings legend. I don't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, given what today is and how Favre has been positioning himself. Forever grateful for everything Brett Favre did in a Packers uniform. His name is on the side of the building for a reason. Hall of Famer. Packers aren't what they are today. Cheesehead TV probably doesn't exist without the man, so I leave it there. But yes, Vikings legend. Frank, what's going on, man? Thanks for Super Chat. Waiting in line to vote while I watch this. Let's fucking go. There you go, Frank, doing your civic duty. Watching the Packers daily. That's what I like to hear. This is true. This is 100% true, by the way. Today, I went here in New York to go vote earlier this morning, and there was a guy in line with a Favre shirt, jersey, and a Super Bowl 31 hat. And I was like, go Pack! And always when you do that, because I wasn't wearing Packer stuff, whenever that happens, you know, you always get that kind of double, like, what? Is he talking to me? Oh, go Packer. Yeah, go. And unlike most people who, like, give you a blank stare, he actually said, oh, yeah, go Pack. Like, it was so random. It was so random. This polling place in Queens, New York, dude decked out in Packers gear. It was awesome. Shout out to that guy. Dustin, thanks again, man. Young team just got younger. 14-3. I feel it. Go Pack, go. See, Dustin? We're right here. Get everyone else here. That's what I'm talking about. Greg, thanks for the super chat. How's Kalen King looking? Seemed promising in camp. Well, the fact that he's not been called up. I think he's called up once so far this year from the practice squad, but more often than not, it's other guys getting called up other than him. Would suggest how he's looking. And yes, I agree with you. He had some really promising moments in camp. I think he had a pretty uneven preseason, and I think there's a bit kind of some rawness there, and they want to, you know, give him as much time in practice as possible before throwing him out there in the mix in a regular season game. But I think you're right. There is promise. Of that, there is zero doubt. Abdul, thanks, man. Do you see Valentine playing over Stokes the rest of the year? What about Kalen King? Well, I just talked about King. As far as Valentine, that's been interesting because I know he didn't play because he was injured, but then he came back and was supposedly healthy, but they were playing Stokes over him almost exclusively, which is weird to me because I think Valentine's clearly better. Now, maybe it's draft pedigree. Maybe it's something that's going on in practice. Maybe Stokes has been incredibly consistent in practice and then it's just not happening in the games. I don't know. But yeah, I think there's a chance we see more Valentine going forward. But again, I thought there'd be a lot more Valentine, period. I didn't really think Stokes had clearly won that job or performed even marginally better than Valentine. So we shall see. Joseph, thanks, man. Is Joe Barry in Pittsburgh? Did he want his number one cornerback back? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tip your waiters. Try the veal. Adam, thank you for the super chat, man. How do you think the Packers have done utilizing their more impactful players? And is there anyone you'd like to see featured more? That's an interesting question. I'd like to see more corner blitzes. I always want to see more corner blitzes, but particularly with this group. You're talking about Stokes. You want to see him utilize that speed a little bit? Man, don't use it in coverage. Use it on those cat blitzes. Get him outside. Get him on the edge and let him blitz from either the perimeter or hell, even from the slot. And I'm not saying you're going to do this every down, obviously, but as a kind of a change of pace kind of thing. If you're going to have him on the field, let him go, man. Not to say I want him featured. Trust me, I know I'm more Stokes. But if he's got to be out there, mix it up a little bit. As far as on offense, I think it's a delicate balance, right? You being the Packers, love having so many kind of disparate parts and you're able to mix and match and do things dependent on what you see from the defense and how you want to attack their scheme and their personnel. I will say, though, yeah, we saw it finally get back to kind of quote-unquote normal with Jaden Reed on this past game. I think you got to make sure that guy gets 5-6 touches every single game because we're coming off a stretch prior to the game against the Lions where he, you know, didn't see a ton of looks. And there were a few drops in there, to be fair. But, you know, overall, he was not nearly as involved as he had been earlier in the season. And I think you got to get him involved. Now, I know it's tough if you're the Packers, right? Because you're also got that drumbeat of, well, we got to make sure we get Watson involved. And I think we saw some of that against the Lions as well. But I think if there's a drop dead, do not pass, go unless kind of commandment for this offense, it's get Jaden Reed the ball at least 5 or 6 times a game. And that's bare minimum. He's someone who things got to flow through essentially. And I understand fans somewhat get frustrated with Matt trying to manufacture touches with some of the jet sweep stuff, maybe the push pass stuff, but I get it, man. Get the ball in his hands. He is a complete difference maker. And the more he touches the ball, the more good things are going to happen for the Packers offense. I love how people don't even like try to like be clever with it anymore and try to lead into it with some kind of wordplay. It's just Nags, hit the jingle. Okay, Greg. All right. I hear you. I hear you, man. Calm down. Let's get to it. Just for you. Grab yourself an ice cold can to carry the G.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold. And from the land of the green and gold.
Could really listen to that all day. I mean, I know I say that every time, but it's true. I could really listen to that all day. That is great stuff. Jason, you just knocked it out of the park. If you're watching, which I know you do on occasion, just outstanding. Check out Jason's music. It's awesome. Dustin, thanks to the super chat, man. I'm excited to get healthy and go bear hunting. Go Pack, go. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm right there, and I'm going to leave it there. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out. Talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Thanks so much for being patient today with the trade deadline. Went a little later. It's great to see everyone mixing it up. Thank you so much. Corey and I will be back with Packer Transplants tomorrow right here on the YouTube channel. So tune in for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much. I got a last second super chat here. Oh, my goodness. Greg, what's up? I'm a Yinzer. Haven't had it yet. Well, get to Wisconsin or find someone in Wisconsin to send it to you because that's how it's going to happen. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.